Why did you decide that you wanted to continue on the Fort Madison City Council?
My mother and father, George and Sandra Wright, were very much involved in the community, both professionally and personally. And they always impressed upon us and instilled upon us to give back to the community, and because it's given us so much as far as youth to have things to do in town and with just, you know, different community events. And my father served on a lot of committees and gave back, and so he instilled in us to give back to your community. And myself personally, I'm not a wealthy man, but I do have time to give back. And I feel this is a way I can do it with other organizations I do participate in at times. But this is a way to give back to the community, and hopefully I've served admirably and honorably in that position.
What are some of the traits and qualities that you feel that you bring to the board?
Yeah, myself personally, I'm in sales, and I've been in pharmaceutical sales for 17 years now. So to me, leadership is something I bring to the table, one that is very much outspoken on a lot of issues. I'm very much an extrovert, have to be in sales, and I think you have to be in politics as well, because not everybody's going to bring their issue to the forefront for you. You've got to go and you've got to seek it out. You've got to ask questions, and you've got to be that voice for somebody. So somebody that is not going to be sit back and be in the background, because there are so many in the community that feel they can't speak up, but they need a voice. And I think I've been that voice since 2011 and want to continue to be. So leadership, being an extrovert, being one that is personable, charismatic, I think I am that. And myself personally, I always look to other council members too to do that. And we all have different views, different opinions. And we all have a different background and skill set as well when it comes to who's extroverted, who's introverted. We kind of balance each other out.
At this point, what do you see as the direction that Fort Madison is going?
Well, to me, I think from talking to my constituents in Second Ward and around town is that they want to see, obviously, our town move forward. And there's certain things going on in town that can certainly point to that, from infrastructure to roads to different things going on with structures in town. And I'm one that I want to do these different things that we need to move the city forward, but I don't want to do it where it's going to raise taxes too much, if at all. We've been really lucky to have our city manager, David Varley, and our public works director, Larry Driscoll, on board to seek out grants, both federally and state, and work to, you know, kind of subsidize and take care of some of the costs that the city would normally take on, but it's taken on with those grants. So we're not having to take out of our general fund and different funds to do these projects. One thing we're obviously doing right now is the sewer water separation for EPA mandated. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that stuff that's going on in town, they don't see what's going on. It's all under their feet. And so there's stuff that has to be done and stuff that we want to do to improve quality of life. And people don't think sewer water separation is a quality of life issue, but it is. And we're doing this to fulfill our obligation to certain governmental agencies, but we're also doing things in town to fulfill our obligation to our constituents. And whether it's Second Ward or somewhere in town, elsewhere than Second Ward, we make a decision for the city as a whole, not just your ward. And so I'm very blessed to work with a council that has that mindset as well.
Right now, what do you see as the biggest challenge that's going to face Fort Madison in the next maybe year or so? And how would you work to address it if you were on the city council?
Sure. You know, there's always a challenge when it comes to not everybody's going to be happy with what decisions is made and which way the direction of the town goes. I think one thing we're seeing is that citizens bring up, how are we going to bring more industry to town? Jobs, they hear of, you know, possibility of Siemens, obviously downsizing, you know, how do we bring in industry? How do we make that happen? So to me, it's a matter of how do we keep industry here, bring jobs here, keep jobs here, and grow the economy. And I think that's done by obviously working with our different organizations like Partners and in the Chamber, the Economic Development in Southeast Iowa here. And we have a good partner, obviously, with David Varley. Our Mayor Randolph's very much involved in economic development. with the connections. He and David have gone up to Des Moines. They've gone to Washington, D.C. for a various number of meetings in different industry and areas. And so moving forward is something I want to do and always be forward-thinking. I think our council has very much been a forward-thinking council and investing in the future of Fort Madison. And that's also looking at, stuff like the Fort Madison Depot and moving that from around 20th Street down to where the currently renovated depot is, and working with Amtrak there. We've had some great meetings, and that's something that talking to my constituents, they said, hey, we've invested the money initially. We've gotten millions in grants to renovate it. Why not spend the extra $300,000 to extend the platform and get Amtrak here?
And that was actually going to be something I was going to talk about later, but since you brought it up right now, so you support, I mean, there's been some talk of maybe we've gone long enough with this. It sounds like you're in the camp of, you know what, we've been working towards this and working towards it. Let's see this to the finish. Let's get Amtrak to be down along the riverfront.
Sure, sure. So this is a topic that is has been, debated for many meetings. I was on the fence at first, and the reason being is that moving the location of Amtrak from the current location to the new location is not going to bring any more money into the economy. What they're spending now, they're going to spend the same down here at the location. I don't think the stores are going to stay open until 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. I think, the travelers get on and get off 15 minutes ahead of time. And myself, I've used this station, but for work, when I go to Chicago or for personal, I'll go to Macomb or Galesburg because I know it's on time, 7, 7:30. I can get in there a decent time. This one gets here around 11. The other thing is that people have talked about moving the depot to the renovated building because people that come into town and stop there, they may never seen Fort Madison, but they want to see the riverfront. And I can understand that too. You're coming from the east or going out of town, coming from the west, you're going to see that current location right now and how bad of a location it is, but they're going to see it, and they're also going to see the riverfront too. So I can see how they want them to stop downtown, and if we've already invested the money, I am for putting the money into extend the platform so we can keep Amtrak here. Because I think Amtrak is a great thing. 3.5-4 hours to get in from Fort Madison to Chicago is something that is very much an asset to our community. And I think that having Amtrak here can make ourselves a weekend destination for those around the country, really.
You've been on the council now. Has there been a decision that you're really say, you know what, I am so glad that I was part of this decision by the council, or decision that you're like, boy, I don't think we went the right way, or at least the majority of the council didn't go the right way? Anything like that really stand out to you?
There's nothing really that stands out as far as decisions we made as a council that have really, changed the way Fort Madison is. There's been issues are seen as small and big to different people, but I think for us, any decision that we make is going to be impactful no matter what it is, and that's why we try to, make decisions for the city as a whole, how it's going to affect. I really look at, and I've learned this from Chris Greenwald, a councilman in First Ward, is that to really look at the budget, and do we really want to take money from, say, general fund that provides funds for fire and police to pay for something else. There's some things out there that I'm not for funding, but definitely when we look at it as a city as a whole, we have to make that decision not just for, say, Second Ward, but for the city as a whole. But I will say that for Second Ward, we've actually done a lot of infrastructure. We've reconstructed and redone 15th Street Hill going up to Rodeo, and we've done many of things in Second Ward that I've been really pleased with as far as infrastructure and streets and alleys too. One thing is 13th and 14th on Avenue F. That street there has been totally redone with curbs. And it's around $50,000 to $60,000 for a block and a half of streets. So that's if I get reelected, that's one thing I'd like to focus on is Avenue F from 2nd to 22nd Street, because that's always been neglected and pushed off. And so that's one thing I'd like to focus on and for one of our next big projects.
And you've kind of touched on a couple of things, but when it comes down to budget time, I mean, David Varley, the city manager, brings the council the budget, the council reviews it. what are some of your priority areas? What it is like, if we have a question about where to put money, it needs to go here, making sure we're putting as much into these areas as possible. What are some of those priorities for you?
Well, I think obviously everybody always wants protection of fire and police. And one thing we've done, working with, and it hasn't been funds, but one thing on the police and the neighborhood side is neighborhood watches in town. I've worked with Mike Sammons on possibly putting one in my area, and there's actually one now going in my area of town. I think those are something that's going to be good for the city and working with the police to be another set of eyes. For me, budget priorities are putting more into the streets. And as I mentioned, 2nd to 22nd Street and Avenue F, doing stuff with the reconstruction of the old highway, 2nd Street out to 54th Street, out to the bypass, basically. And that stuff has to be done with infrastructure underneath. With the money that we received from IDOT, about $14 million, can only be used for that. And so using that money and being fiscally responsible with that, and making sure that we get everything we need done for infrastructure, for roads, because you know what, that is still a heavily trafficked area, even though we don't have as much traffic going through there now with the bypass or connector. That's something that's a priority for me as a councilman, but making sure we're spending that money wisely. 27th Street is under construction right now. There's a lot of things that people don't understand, that when we get our packets, we get a lot more background information than those that are out in the community that are not on a council. And so one thing with 27th Street was there was work that needed to be done with infrastructure at that intersection. So we decided to use the funds for that from the IDOT money and put it towards that, along with a new light that needed to be put in there. So I think it's going to help with flow of traffic, and it is a really heavy trafficked area. So infrastructure and your roads and things like that are a priority for me.
And kind of looking at maybe a different side too, is there's always talk with historic preservation, tourism and such. I mean, the city has a tourism commission. There's talk, is the city putting too much into it? Is the city not doing enough into some of these types of things? Where do you stand when it comes to kind of city backing for historic preservation, Old Fort, those types of projects?
Gene Payton, our marketing director, is doing a spectacular job of opening up new lines of communication and ways to bring travelers here, visitors here, and working with other locations, other communities like Nauvoo and Mount Pleasant Old Threshers and some others. And so I think we can draw regionally from the tri-states area. Dr. Eugene Watkins down at the Old Fort is spectacular at giving presentations in history of it. I have not always been the biggest advocate of the Old Fort, and with the hotel motel tax, about 32% of that money goes towards the Old Fort right now, which I think works out to about $62,000 to $65,000 a year besides what the city put towards mm-hmm. it. Unfortunately, for this fiscal year, we had to actually move about $82,000 to bring the fort back to a zero balance. So it's not self-sustaining like we thought it would be 10, 15 years ago. While I think the history of the Old Fort is a wonderful thing and there's wonderful people that work down there, I think something has to be done with the overall marketing of it, the use of it, and bringing it to where it is a viable source of funds for the city. And so, I think the history's great, but talking to Dr. Watkins and others down there that serve honorably on that commission, they said it really needs to be taken down and rebuilt. And you come into flooding issues, come into all that, but rebuilt in a way that it's going to be standing there for another 50 years.
Any other issues that are top of mind for you, or maybe as you've been out talking to residents, as you've been out knocking on doors, any other issues that you would really focus on during another term?
The issues, the things I hear are, there's not much entertainment here for families, for kids. And I always tell them the city's not in the business of entertainment. What we can look into, what I assume we can look into is, the entrepreneurs, the private entities, bringing about that change and bringing something to town. Something you saw with Fox Theater. They've really brought that back, the Eisentrout family. Something with the Old Fort or with the prison. I think that's going to take a private, an entrepreneur there, a private entity to bring that about, to make it structurally sound and able to give tours. And I think it's going to be too costly to the city unless the state helps out a lot. But I'm sure there's certain incentives that we can provide as a city if somebody wants to build something for entertainment, we can help them out. as far as maybe taxes or, you know, whatever it may be, to bring about some entertainment, roller rink or bowling alley, what people have asked for. So one thing we have brought for entertainment is the Fort Madison, the Baxter Sports Complex out there on 48th Street. And I think that's been a great addition to town. To me, the city gave $500,000 towards it, and that all came from not tax dollars from the city, but from the Riverboats dock fees that we charge. So that sportsplex out there is a spectacular way to bring in revenue to local businesses, hotels, restaurants, gas stations, whatnot. It to me was an economic tool, and that's starting to see be in the black and get going. So it's a spectacular thing like that.